The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie Den of Thieves, written by James Berardinelli for realviews.net. Runtime on the movie is 2 hours and 20 minutes. It rated R for violence, profanity, sexual content, and nudity. This is a thriller directed by Christian Gudegast. It stars Gerard Butler, Pablo Schreiber, Evan Jones, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and 50 Cent. There's little doubt that director George Gudegast's primary intention in making Den of Thieves is to emulate Michael Mann's classic 1995 thriller, Heat. The similarities from the overall plot to individual story beats are too close to be coincidental, and although the peaks of the movie come close to matching Heat's taut, high-octane approach, Den of Thieves falls short when it comes to elements like narrative coherence, character building, and strength of acting. Gerard Butler and Pablo Schreiber are decent enough performers, but they're no Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, and their interaction lacks the power and gravitas that Mann gave us when he put those two together for the first time on screen. Nonetheless, setting aside the Heat comparison, Den of Thieves delivers an above-average cops and robbers heist film. Like Heat, Den of Thieves focuses on a big score form, that split perspective of the criminals plotting the crime and the police officers attempting to stop it. The former group is headed by Merriman, played by Pablo Schreiber, whose small clique of trusted thugs include Bosco, played by Evan Jones, Levi, played by 50 Cent, and Donnie, played by O'Shea Jackson Jr. Merriman has a history of daring bank robberies, but this latest, stealing $30 million from the Los Angeles Federal Reserve, is his most audacious to date. In the ensuing match of wits, his opponent is Dick Flanagan, played by Gerard Butler, the head of the L.A. Sheriff Department's Major Crimes Unit. Nick can be a solid investigator when the spirit moves him, but he's unprincipled and prone to moody outbursts, and his home life is a mess. Whether these things help or hurt his investigation into Merriman's burgeoning plot is an open question that Den of Thieves fails to explore effectively. Gudegast's strength as a director is evident in the choreography and execution of the shootouts. These are loud, violent, and kinetic, and feature some impressive hardware that turns urban landscapes into war zones, typical action film gun porn. He's on less certain ground when it comes to things like developing Nick and Merriman beyond one-dimensional types and making the heist more than a regurgitation of things we have previously seen. This is Gudegast's first foray behind the camera. He has a few screenplays to his credit, including London Has Fallen, where he connected with Butler. Den of Thieves is plagued by small narrative problems. The first is the length. At 140 minutes, the film feels too long, and following an explosive opening that features an armored car robbery, it drags. Scenes between Nick and his wife Debbie, played by Dawn Olivieri, intended to flesh out his character by giving him a home life, are awkward and unnecessary. They feel disconnected from the rest of the movie, almost as if they were written and included at a later time. The climatic battle is so logistically unlikely that it hurts the movie's suspension of disbelief. Without offering spoilers, all I can say is that the problem is the location and the potentially high civilian casualty level. Gerard Butler, who is not known for contained or subtle performances, hams it up mercilessly, turning Nick into a caricature. I was never sure whether Gudegast wanted us to like him or to despise him. He's smart, but not as smart as he thinks he is. In contrast, Pablo Schreiber's Merriman is too low-key. The guy is more boring than dangerous. Caught between these poles of acting is the movie's standout, O'Shea Jackson Jr., whose increasingly interesting and nuanced performances are putting him on an acting plateau several levels higher than that of his father, Ice Cube. Ultimately, the only real drawback to Den of Thieves is its length. The preposterous aspects of the screenplay are common to heist movies, and the energy injected into the proceedings by Gudegast helps us to overlook those shortcomings. This is an enjoyable genre film that successfully executes most of the tropes viewers expect. The movie may not be the second coming of Heat, but it's good enough to turn up the temperature to warm. And once again, Den of Thieves is directed by Christian Gudegast. It stars Gerard Butler, Pablo Schreiber, Evan Jones, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and 50 Cent. Screenplay is by Christian Gudegast and Paul Schuring. And this is, with a runtime of 2 hours and 20 minutes, it's rated R for violence, profanity, sexual content, and nudity. And this is of the genre known as thriller.